Welcome to Voices That Represent, a podcast brought to you by Unveiled Bridging the Gap to Sponsorship. This is Shahana Mukherjee, and as founder and president, I am thrilled to have you join us on this journey. In a world where opportunities are not distributed equitably, our mission is clear: to break the cycle of underrepresented groups being over-mentored and under-sponsored. Throughout this podcast series, we will delve into the stories and experiences that have been invisible for far too long. We aim to bring these voices to the forefront, making them visible in spaces where they have traditionally been absent. Equally important is the exploration of the role of sponsors, who play a crucial part in being a voice for those who often find themselves on the sidelines, unheard and unseen. Join us as we engage in thought-provoking conversations to navigate bridging the gaps to equitable access, one voice at a time. Voices That Represent is not just a podcast. It's a platform dedicated to fostering understanding, collaboration, and tangible positive change. This conversation is led by Vonda Shore on our Communications and Outreach Advisory Council. She's a senior executive, strategist, and thought leader in the healthcare industry. Vonda is a value-based, driven leader, committed to empowering and supporting others on their career journey. Today, she's in conversation with Sejal Amin, Chief Technology Officer at Shutterstock and Strategic Advisory Board Member at Unveiled.
Hi, Sejal. So nice to be here with you today. I'm excited to have this conversation with you about sponsorship. Would love to just hear your thoughts around how you have had sponsorship in the past and also how you have been a sponsor for others in the past as well. But before we get started on our questions, let's hear a little bit about yourself and your career journey.
Thank you. First off, it's a pleasure to be here today with you and to talk about such an important topic. I'm Sejal Amin. I am currently the CTO at Shutterstock. Most of my career has been in engineering. In fact, I started as an engineer at the very, very start and moved my way through the ecosystem. And I've been in engineering leadership roles for the past 15 years.
Thank you for that. And I know what a CTO is, and I know what you know what a CTO is. But for those who may not know, can you tell us a little bit about the CTO role?
So CTO in its most basic form stands for Chief Technology Officer. And that role, depending on the size and scale of the organization, could mean very different things. But at the grassroots level, it's the leader in the organization who's essentially responsible for building products and services that are sold to customers. And in this role today, I currently manage the architects, the engineers, the ops people, security engineers, et cetera, et cetera. And in some companies, it also includes things like business systems and all of the internal systems as well that help support the internal ecosystem and the employees of the organization.
Great. Thank you for that. We're here today to talk about sponsorship and the meaning of sponsorship, especially as you grow your career. So can you tell me a little bit about what sponsorship is to you? And specifically, how do you feel sponsorship has given you access to some of the career opportunities that you've had in your past?
At a very basic level, I think a sponsor is an advocate. And what I mean by that is it's a person who can and will use their influence and leadership status to advocate for your advancement. Further to that, it means that a sponsor will expend their relationship capital on you. They support you as they connect you to career opportunities, and they'll put the full force of their reputation behind you to help you make meaningful progress in whatever direction that you're headed in. And said another way, they almost act as your brand manager. They are essentially managing others' views on you. And in my mind, this is the most powerful thing that a sponsor can do for you and your career in different settings.
I love that description. I think that thinking of your sponsor as your brand ambassador is such a great way to put it. And it's so right. Sponsors have such a great opportunity to really showcase your brand or the individual that they're sponsoring. I love that you put it that way. So can you tell me, you know, share a couple of stories of a really great sponsor that you've had and how has that individual shaped your career? And then maybe give me the other side of it, an opportunity or a sponsor that you thought you had and maybe didn't work out as well as you expected.
I'll tell you the good news story first. And, you know, I've had many, many sponsors in my career that have helped me get to where I am. And at the very, very beginning of my career, I had a sponsor that essentially catapulted me into my first head of engineering job. And I still remember at the time he had called me up when I was running a release team back in the day when it was completely appropriate for engineers to kick releases over the wall to a receiving group. And I was managing that group of engineers, Wanda. And I remember the CTO, he had called me up and said, "Hey, we're looking to make some organizational changes. And the VP of engineering job for the group that you're with, it's going to be opening soon. And we're tapping you on the shoulder for it." I remember in that moment having the reaction of, "What, you're asking me? I don't know how to do that job." My first reaction was no, because I thought of the 10 different things that I didn't know how to do versus the 10 things that I did know how to do. So I remember that day he said, "You know what? It's okay. Go home and sleep on it. And we're going to talk about it more in the morning." And so the next morning we have the conversation and I still remember the quote he said. He was like, "You got this. If you fail, we all fail, and we're not going to let that happen." And so that was how I got catapulted into my first leadership role. And then subsequent to that, kind of moved my way around in roles of larger sizes, thanks to a number of really great sponsors in the ecosystem.
That's so great. One of the things that you mentioned is sort of this, the sponsor really giving you that encouragement and that the confidence boost to really gonna go for it and take the chance and take the risk. We talk a lot about sponsors opening the doors for opportunities, and you specifically said you were tapped on the shoulder for this particular role. I always get questions around, how do you get tapped on the shoulder? You see it happens for other people, and it hasn't happened for you. And I've had so many people ask me that question in my history, just mentoring people. Can you tell me a little bit about what you did as an individual to give your sponsor that confidence that you could do the job? What was it about you that you think made a difference in having this sponsor advocate for you and open the door for you?
That's a great point. I think job one is realizing that a sponsor-sponsee relationship is a two-way relationship. One in which the sponsor is giving something to you and you're giving something back. And so in terms of how did you get that support, it was about recognizing that point and ensuring that you were showing up in all the right conditions. You were going above and beyond. You were going above and beyond on behalf of the sponsor. You, in fact, were providing information. You were providing context. You were providing your own experience back to the sponsor so that they were getting a mutual benefit out of the relationship. I think the second thing is also understanding that building that relationship takes time. It's not something that happens instantaneously. And so that investment in time and longevity is another really, really important thing. Giving them time to understand your achievements and accomplishments and be able to talk about them in a meaningful way. It's really not one of those things you can rush.
That's so true. I like that a lot. You know, giving them time to get to know you, to understand what you bring to the table, what value you've already delivered to the organization, and then arming them with the right information about you to be able to advocate for you as career opportunities become open and available. So I think that's such a great example of true good sponsorship and a good relationship between a sponsor and an employee. I'm so excited to talk to you a little bit more about the title of our podcast, because this is the first episode. Really exciting to do this with Unveiled. And we've been naming this podcast. So when you're thinking about a sponsor and really having that voice, what kind of advice would you give sponsors who are trying to support their team members as they grow their careers? How can they be the voice that represents?
It's a really great question. I think all sponsors have to recognize that their role with a sponsee is to be their advocate and amplify their voice. And as a sponsor, when you're successfully amplifying their voice, you are sharing their accomplishments with others in a bid to create or increase an audience's positive impressions of the sponsee. And in doing that, recognizing that they're putting their reputation on the line for you. And when you're doing that naturally, it just happens. And recognizing that it's particularly important for women, because women tend to not always lead with their accomplishments. And so you may have to dig a little deeper, potentially pay closer attention, maybe ask different questions, so that you're able to connect the dots and successfully tell that story in your own voice.
Thank you for that. So another question sort of related to that, in the voice that represents, oftentimes the sponsor has a view of the individual that others may not have. Either that sponsor has more access to, like you said, the deeper information on accomplishments and value that the person has brought to the table. But not everybody has seen, especially I see that happen a lot for women, but not everyone has seen the value that the individual has brought. What do you think is good advice for both the individual and the sponsor as they have to defend, is probably not the right word, but as they have to continue to advocate in situations where maybe there are not many people that have had the opportunity to work closely with the individual?
First, I think it's important that the sponsor realize what I was saying at the beginning, that they are the brand ambassador for the sponsee. And in that role, their role is to manage perceptions about their sponsee. And in some cases, it could be, Wanda, exactly what you said. They are talking about the sponsee's accomplishments because the people on the receiving end may not know. But it could also involve something a lot deeper. It could involve changing a perception from a negative perception to a positive perception. A sponsor may actually have to change someone's opinion about you because they believe that opinion so strongly and have a conviction about it that, again, they're willing to put their reputation on the line for you. And that can be a really huge task, but a sponsor must be willing to take that on. Now, in return, it's the sponsee's job to realize that that's what's happening and being very self-aware about the conditions they're operating in. Is the condition that a sponsor just is playing the role of advocate and amplification, or are they playing the role of changing a perception? And having awareness about those conditions is really important, and equipping the sponsor with the context, equipping the sponsor with information that helps them do their job easier is the give and take in the dialogue from my point of view.
Yeah, and I think that's such great advice. And it's so clear. I think it very clearly articulates the role of the sponsor as it pertains to understanding the current circumstances and situation of the sponsee or the person that they're trying to advocate for. So I love how clear that was. I have a couple of final questions, what you would love to see sponsors do more of. But before that, let me ask one last question. And that is, going back to the question that we had earlier, where have you seen a sponsor not advocate properly for you? Maybe a story that you could share so that we can bring it to life for people. And why do you think that didn't work? I would love to hear your perspective about that.
Sure. In the course of the past few minutes, we've talked about all the good things that can happen when you have sponsorship. And so a big part of your role as sponsee is recognizing when you don't see those things happening. Some examples of things. There's a big meeting that's been coming up and you've been contributing to that. You've put all the work in to get the content and materials ready for it. You see others at your level going, but you weren't invited to that meeting by your sponsor. When you aren't hearing from others that your sponsor talks about you and your accomplishments on a pretty regular basis, those are signs that maybe you're not getting the full benefit of that relationship, or the relationship is simply no longer mutually beneficial. And you should be able to tell when that's not happening. Alanda, I recently heard a term, relational authenticity. In a sponsor-sponsee relationship is a unique one for all the reasons we've talked about. But most importantly, it requires that the trust is there. And if the trust isn't there, then all of the things that one would get out of this relationship will not be true, whether it be public advocacy, coaching, support, career advancement. And so I've had a story in which that's happened to me. I thought I had the sponsorship because the individual said to me, yes, I'm advocating for you. And I believed it. But the reality was that I needed to see the actions. And upon reflection, of course, when you take yourself out of this situation, I realize now that I didn't see them. And I thought I did because I was placed at one point in a significant technology leadership role by this individual. And I thought that, you know, sponsorship got me there. And so you've heard the expression, the thing that got you there isn't the thing that's going to get you to the next place. And so another observation is I'm a woman in a technology leadership role, and it was never observed that this particular individual was a sponsor of women. And for some reason, of course, I thought I was different. But I had observed over multiple years that this particular person always gravitated towards people like themselves and struggled to form developmental relationships that cross dimensions of difference. So my advice is, as the old saying goes, what got you here won't get you there. You should always be thinking about your environment with that lens and continually evaluate your relationships. Most importantly, evaluate the quality of those relationships. You have to invest in the quality of relationships. And when you're not and you're not seeing the return, it becomes your job to course correct or adjust.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that really understanding as a sponsee, what is the relationship currency that you have, ensuring that you have really thought about carefully what the impact of that relationship is. Is it doing for you what you expected? Is it just a true mentorship versus an actual sponsorship and advocating and opening doors in the ways that a brand ambassador would do for you? I have one last question to wrap us up. And we're both here because of the connection with Unveiled. As you know, the mission of Unveiled is really to talk about this concept of sponsorship and bring awareness to what it is, what good sponsorship looks like, and what are the tools that we need to both equip our sponsors as well as the sponsees to be able to really benefit from these types of relationships. But tell me a little bit about the connection with you and Unveiled and why you've decided to volunteer your time with an organization like Unveiled.
What a great question. Look, I've had a long, long history in technology and a long history of really great sponsor relationships. I've also seen where it doesn't work. And so at this point in my career, I wanted to give back, and I thought this was the perfect way to do it. I want to see more women grow into leadership roles. I wanted to give back in that way.
Well, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure getting to know you through this process and doing our first episode together. It's exciting. I agree with you. I think sponsorship is such an important aspect of career growth, and more people should become aware of what it means to be a true sponsor, as well as what it means to have a true sponsor. So thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you.
Wow, what a great conversation to launch our podcast. Show us some love, like, subscribe, share, and tell us what questions do you want answered in a future episode. Not to forget, we are thrilled for our first fundraising event of the year. Join us on April 3rd for a masterclass on finance for a sustainable world, led by Aspen Institute's Ideas Worth Teaching Award winner, Dr. Swasti Gupta Mukherjee. Finance is the language that business speaks. Sustainability is the dialect that society needs. So if you are a business leader or a sustainability enthusiast looking to reimagine decision-making for better collective outcomes, this masterclass is for you. Register today and enter a chance to win and unveil swag. See you there.